time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. And I don't like to play favorites, but perhaps one of my favorite farmers in the entire valley, Wally Sikowski from Plainville Farm in Hadley, the man behind the asparagus. The only person I know who uses that word that way, and we are inching closer to asparagus season. How long until we're getting the asparagus there, Wally?
I'm going to say about 2 more weeks. It's coming way too early.
Why is it coming so early?
Have you stepped outside lately?
It seems very spring-like to me.
Very spring-like. We're way above normal for temperature.
But sometimes it feels like summertime in April, but it seems like 60s is spring, right?
Well, yeah, but looking at the forsythia and the other bushes, we're about 2 weeks ahead of where we should be nature time, if there is such a word.
Is this a climate change thing or a one-off thing in the years that you've been farming and growing asparagus there, Wally? Is this a trend or is this a one-off?
No, this is a trend. We can't deny climate change. Nobody can deny it.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why I love you, Wally Sikowski. That and the importance that you put on migrant labor and immigrant labor is an important part of what your farm does, what the farming community here does, remembering your own immigrant roots, which I think is so important. But Phil, you have an angle that you want to talk to Wally about with farming that we don't generally have when we have these local hero spotlights.
Yeah, so CC usually, you know, brings on guests who are selling direct to all of us as neighbors. But Wally, you're not selling direct to anyone, are you?
No, we don't. We sell to stores and roadside stands. So you'll see our product out there, but you don't see us.
Is that because you don't brush your hair? I mean, what's going on with that?
It is, and I really don't like people that much, so it works out well.
Yeah, but you're so friendly, Wally. Every time I see you, you seem like you who like people.
Retail is more work than people think. It is not easy.
Yeah.
We prefer
to
load trucks.
Wally, can you explain like how that decision gets made by different farmers about are they going to do a mixture of retail and wholesale and why you've decided that wholesale is the way for you to farm?
I think a lot of it is location. Where we're located, there's already so many retail stands. There's really not room for any more. Plus, we started with wholesale many, many years ago. We've got amazing customers who've stuck with us 20, 30 years. Why should we change it? It's working for us.
And I guess the other part that is obvious, if you think about it, is you have fewer customers than someone who's trying to sell every single piece of carrot to individuals, right?
Right. We sell large amounts. We sell at lower prices, unfortunately, but we do. But that's just how it works here. We do larger amounts, sell it cheaper, and then somebody else takes it and sells it for more money.
And who are some of the businesses that you're selling to?
Oh, well, Big Y is a huge customer of ours. Stop and Shop buys a lot. Then other chain stores in the eastern part of the state. Roadside stands, I won't name them because some of them would rather not say that they're buying from other farms. But, well, Atkins buys a lot from us.
Wally, you also grow both organic and conventional. How do you make that decision of, you know, which crops are going to be organic, what's going to be on conventional land, and share a little bit of that?
We don't grow that much organic produce, but we grow bunch beets organically, different winter squashes organically, some sugar pumpkins. Those are the ones we work with. Although this year, for a change, we are going to be growing a lot of organic kohlrabi for a processor in New Jersey.
Kohlrabi. Wow. That's, I love that. It's an Italian vegetable.
Coming up, more with Wally Sikowski from Plainville Farm in Hadley. Is the early asparagus a bad sign for the flavor of asparagus in the valley? Plus his thoughts on the importance of immigrant labor in the farming community. Coming up.
Speaking with Wally Sikowski from Plainville Farm in Hadley and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Wally, you have an iconic logo of a squash with a green hat and a human face on it with its mouth open, kind of looking like a baseball umpire or something like that, maybe calling a ball or a strike. Tell me about this logo that I get when I get your organic squash at, let's say, Big Y or whatever.
It was designed by Paul Lacoste. He's a friend of ours. He lives right up the street. We plow his driveway in the winter, and he designs all of our stickers. He's an incredible artist.
Are you the squash, is I guess my other question.
Yes, absolutely.
I love it. I feel like it doesn't capture your gentle, kind spirit. It looks like a slightly angry squash.
Oh, squash can't be angry, Monty.
Okay. Wally, we were talking about how asparagus, as you call it, might be 2 weeks early here. Is that going to affect the flavor of Hadley asparagus, where you're growing this asparagus, the asparagus? It is the epicenter of global asparagus. Should we be concerned about the flavor?
No, the flavor is still going to be fantastic. The difference for us growers is going to be we've got a much better chance of having a killing frost that will destroy it for a week or so. Because we're starting so early, the odds are strong we're going to get a frost.
Oh, my God.
I hate to say it, but it happens. Then we have to go through the fields, cut off everything that froze above ground, and wait for new shoots to come up from underneath.
But if it freezes, it doesn't mean it's off for good. Like, there'll still be, it's like that time there was the peach frost, and we had no peaches for a season. If this happens, there's still hope for the asparagus under the ground?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What's under the ground will be fine. It's just we'll lose almost a week of production. And all the ones that we cut off, we just leave them on the ground because they're not edible.
Well, I guess that's good news.
Even right now, though, before the asparagus comes, what other local things can we be buying here, Wally?
What we're doing right now is we're finishing up the last of our 2020 butternut squash. We're still shipping some rutabagas from last year and some beets from last year. But our neighbors are shipping potatoes from last year. They're harvesting beautiful parsnips that were grown last year, but they're picking them now. And then you've got the greens from all the high tunnels and greenhouses. So there's a lot of local stuff right now.
Now, the other good news here is, Phil, that Wally Sykowski may be joining the ranks of the leadership of the local hero organization, CESA.
Yeah, for full transparency, we can't just pull Wally on and not indicate that he's going to have undue influence moving forward. So, yeah, Wally is going to be hopefully joining the board. We have CESA's annual meeting Wednesday night. And Wally, along with two other folks, will be on the board slate. And anyone who supported CESA in the last 15 months gets to vote on that. And the other two people are Catherine Chang Lesnicka and also Jenny Ladd.
What do you think, Wally? Are you ready to be a board member?
Yes, I am. I'm going to try and push things more towards wholesale growers because that's where my interest is. But we've enjoyed working with CESA over the years. And I think it's time to learn how they do their job so well.
Wally, I mentioned earlier in the conversation that when the Trump administration took office and there was a decidedly anti-immigrant rhetoric coming from Washington, D.C., you took a stand as a farmer to talk about the importance of a fair and equitable immigration law and how important it is to you as a farmer. Can you talk to our listeners a little bit about your perspective on that?
Yeah, I really think that immigrant families, they get screwed. Quite honestly, they do. There's no need for it. These folks are some of the nicest people we've ever worked with. They are just the kind of folks we need in this country, and they get treated very poorly, and there's no reason for it. There's no reason people couldn't be coming to this country at a responsible rate, and they could be vetted, and they could work here, and more importantly, they could go home to visit their families in the off season and then come back next year. It just seems like it would be a system that would work for both sides. Yet for some reason, some political reason, we can't seem to reach a compromise that would work. And I don't understand it.
Well, hopefully we're getting a little bit closer to that. And you know why I don't play favorites, but that why Wally is right up there in the pantheon of my favorite local farmers, especially because of that and also because of the very, can you just say asparagus in the way that you say it?
It's asparagus.
I thought I was wrong about it, but then I asked even your own family and they were like, nope, Wally's the only one that says it that way.
To me, it sounds just like when you say it. I don't get it.
It's like when I try to teach my dad not to use a Boston accent. It's just one of those things.
Right.
Wally Sykowski from Plainville Farm in Hadley, the epicenter for the greatest asparagus in the world. 2 weeks ahead of schedule and basically 2 weeks away right now, Wally?
I would say so.
And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.